Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update.
We're very happy that Ellie came out. We are set to see the situation, how they look. They look very hungry. They look like they suffered a lot, but we're happy.
Friends of Israeli hostages watched as Saturday's exchange played out on television, held at gunpoint and surrounded by armed and masked Hamas militants. Three Israeli hostages who appeared emaciated were paraded onto a stage in the Gaza Strip before their release on Saturday. One of the hostages, Ohad Ben-Ami, spoke on that stage standing between two armed gunmen. I plead, I am being released now because of a deal. The deal is because of negotiations. I plead that the second and third deals will be implemented this framework, that the war will be ended, and that us, all of the prisoners, will safely return home. Dozens of armed Hamas militants were deployed at the site in Deir al-Balah in central Gaza as the men were handed over to the International Committee of the Red Cross. In exchange, Israel released 183 Palestinian prisoners, including 18 serving life sentences and 111 detained in Gaza during the war, according to Hamas. A U.S. federal judge has temporarily blocked Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing Treasury Department records that contain sensitive personal data, such as Social Security and bank account numbers for millions of Americans. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
U.S. District Judge Paul Engelmeyer issued the order early Saturday after 19 Democratic attorneys general sued President Donald Trump. The case alleges the Trump administration allowed Musk's team access to the U.S. Treasury Department's central payment system in violation of federal law. Musk's Department of Government Efficiency was created to discover and eliminate what the Trump administration has deemed to be wasteful government spending. Tommy McNeil, VOA News. This